Okay, let us begin our coverage of these enumerated powers by focusing on the commerce power. The federal commerce power is a plenary or exclusive absolute power. It applies to regulating both foreign and domestic commerce. Congress can regulate any person or thing traveling from state to state. There was even a question a few years ago where Congress appropriated about $20 million to launch satellite dishes into outer space to broadcast messages to any alien beings who might be out there. And it said, under what power would this most clearly be constitutional? And the correct answer was the commerce power. So it applies to just about anything and everything. Now, I know that in law school, you probably spent many months studying the policy and the history and the theory behind the federal commerce power. But for bar purposes, the good news is all you have to know are the two main doctrines today. The first and foremost is called the affectation doctrine, which arose from the the case of Jones and Laughlin Steele. And the rule under the affectation doctrine is this: Congress may regulate any activity which has, quote, a substantial economic effect, any activity which has, quote, a substantial economic effect on the stream of interstate commerce. So that is your affectation doctrine. Now, under it, Congress can regulate for clearly non-commercial reasons as well. Congress can regulate social welfare measures, health regulations. Congress can certainly legislate in the area of civil rights. Congress can go further than the courts by appropriate legislation. And those words, by appropriate legislation, happen to be what's called an enabling clause. The last three words of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments say by appropriate legislation. So through enabling clauses, Congress can also legislate in the area of civil rights. Many of the cases you probably studied in law school where Congress can prevent discrimination dealing with hotel guests because hotel guests travel across state lines. That was the Heart of Atlanta Motel case. Congress can also regulate discrimination in restaurants because restaurants serve food that crosses state lines. So clearly Congress can regulate for non-commercial reasons. And civil rights is one of those areas. Now let's take a look at one of the cases which limits the affectation doctrine. And it was a fairly recent case that some of you may be aware of, and that is U.S. v. Lopez. In the Lopez case, Congress passed a law that made it a federal crime for an individual to knowingly possess a firearm in a school zone. Federal crime to possess a firearm in a school zone. And Congress tried to pass this law under the federal commerce power. And what the Supreme Court said here is that Congress went beyond its commerce power, the link between gun possession in a school and interstate commerce was held to be too tenuous to qualify as a substantial effect. Because if it did, there would be essentially no limit to Congress's commerce power. It would be, in effect, a general police power. The court said a jurisdictional hook, a nexus, a link, a jurisdictional hook would be required to provide this link with interstate commerce, and we didn't have it under those facts. So, to fall within the scope of proper Commerce Clause regulation, the activity must, again, substantially affect interstate commerce. So Lopez was a limitation on the federal commerce power. It is not a general police power. It does have limits. But again, Lopez affirmed the affectation doctrine. So that is our first of the two doctrines. That's the most important Commerce Clause doctrine, the affectation doctrine. The second doctrine is called cumulative impact, the cumulative impact doctrine. You may recall in law school the case of Wickard v. Filburn, where there was a Louisiana wheat farmer who grew wheat only for his own personal consumption. None of it left the state. We had an entirely intrastate activity. Does the federal commerce apply? And the court said yes. The court said even an entirely intrastate activity has what is called a cumulative impact on interstate commerce. So that is the federal commerce power, the affectation doctrine, and the cumulative impact doctrine.